Greetings, my name is Heather Stang, author of Mindfulness and Grief and certified Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy practitioner. Today I'm going to teach you the powerful Metta Meditation. Metta Meditation is also known as the Metta Prayer of Loving Kindness. During this practice, you will visualize a series of people and send them a prayer of loving kindness. You will start with yourself and radiate well wishes out to all beings everywhere. It is said that if you practice metta, there are 11 benefits that include sleeping well, waking with ease, enjoying your dreams, being loved by people and celestial beings, protected from external dangers, and experiencing a variety of health benefits, including a radiant and kind face. To practice metta meditation, you'll want to choose either a seat on a cushion or in a chair. But you can also practice metta meditation while walking or spontaneously in a grocery store or other public space. Today we'll be practicing the formal seated type of metta meditation. So find a place where you can be comfortable and undisturbed for a period of time. You'll want to be awake and alert, but supported by blankets or a chair. There are many versions to metta meditation, so you can use the one that I suggest, or you may want to write one that works for you. So go ahead and get comfortable wherever you've decided to sit. And take a few moments to connect with your own breath. Maybe start by noticing your next exhale. And take a few more of these breaths where all you do is focus on the beginning point and end point of each inhale and each exhale, becoming completely absorbed by your breath. You may wish to slow down the rhythm or pace of your breath a little bit, just so that it can take your attention away from any distractions. There's no right or wrong way to do this. All you have to do is try. Now take a moment to scan through your body and notice if there are any places where you're holding residual tension. And imagine that with each exhale, you could soften these places just a little more. Imagine that for right now, all you need to do is notice your breath and your body, and if you get distracted by anything else, simply begin again. Now imagine that you could look at yourself either in a mirror or standing across from yourself and gaze into your own eyes. Whatever works for you so that you can take in your face, your smile, your skin, your hair. Imagine gazing upon yourself as someone that loves you unconditionally would gaze upon yourself. Taking in your essence, your heart, your soul. And imagine that you could feel a sensation in your heart of opening to yourself, complete loving kindness without resistance or judgment. If this feels challenging, it can really help to picture yourself through the eyes of a person or a pet that loves you unconditionally and imagine how that person feels about you. And once you feel connected with yourself, either silently to yourself or out loud, speak these words of kindness. May I be happy. May I know peace. May I be free from suffering. So really feel this loving kindness in your body as you again speak the words. May I be happy. May I know peace. May I be free from suffering. Take the next few breaths to gaze upon yourself with unconditional loving kindness. Unconditional well wishes. And then imagine bowing to yourself, honoring yourself, and prepare to move on to the next person, which classically is known as a benefactor. This could be a beloved teacher, a spiritual guide, or someone who inspires you. Imagine what it's like to be in that person's presence and see their face, see their smile, take in their essence, their Buddha nature, their Christ nature. Whatever your spiritual belief is, you know you love this person unconditionally. Just take that in. See their face once again and send them these words as you feel your heart opening. May you be happy as I wish to be happy. May you know peace as I wish to know peace. May you be free from suffering as I wish to be free from suffering. Sending these well wishes to your benefactor. Feeling it in your body. And then giving them a little bow to honor their divine nature. And move on to a beloved friend. Maybe this is your best friend or a sibling, someone very close to you. Again, imagining what it feels like in your body to be in this person's presence, to see their face, to see their smile, and sending your beloved friend well wishes. May you be happy as I wish to be happy. May you know peace as I wish to know peace. May you be free from suffering, as I wish to be free from suffering. Feel your heart opening. Your body may feel as though it's smiling or filled with joy. Bow to your beloved friend with gratitude and loving kindness. And now you're going to send well wishes to a neutral person. So this might be someone that you see on a daily or weekly basis, but you don't have a strong opinion either way about the person. Perhaps the checkout person in a grocery store, or someone who works down the hall, but you've never spoken. Someone that you do not like or dislike, but you can call their face to mind. Picture that person and maintain that same felt sense in your body and your heart of loving kindness. Maybe imagine smiling at this person and meeting their eyes as you send them well wishes. May you be happy as I wish to be happy. May you know peace as I wish to know peace. May you be free from suffering as I wish to be free from suffering. Notice what it feels like to send those well wishes to the neutral person. And when you're ready, give that person a nod. And take a moment here to pause and really feel what your body is sensing. And try to maintain this feeling of open, loving kindness as you bring to mind someone who's a little bit difficult. You may not want to choose your worst enemy for this, but someone that you have a conflict with. Someone who's a challenge. And for right now, drop the story and recognize this isn't about excusing wrongdoing or allowing them to cause you further harm. And bring that person into your mind as though you could see their face, as though you were in their presence. And if you cannot maintain that same sense of loving kindness, pick someone who's a little bit less of a challenge. Run through a few people until you find someone you can work with. And when you find the right person, imagine their face. Imagine their eyes. Remember that all beings suffer. And send them these words of loving kindness. May you be happy as I wish to be happy. May you know peace as I wish to know peace. May you be free from suffering as I wish to be free from suffering. Maybe take a little bit longer with this person, this challenging person. May you be happy as I wish to be happy. May you know peace as I wish to know peace. May you be free from suffering as I wish to be free from suffering. Notice your breath and your body. And imagine bowing to this person. And bring your awareness back to your heart, opening it up, remembering that same felt sense that you experienced for your benefactor, for your best friend, for those you love. And imagine you could send loving kindness to all beings everywhere, all sentient beings, all people, all animals, no limits, all over the world and even beyond. May we all be happy. May we all know peace. May we all be free from suffering. Right now, you are like a beacon of loving kindness. Feel it in your breath, your body, your skin, your pulse, your heart. May we all be happy. May we all know peace. May we all be free from suffering. You may choose to remain in this position for a period of time and simply bask in the sensation of loving kindness. And when you feel complete with this practice, take a few moments to reflect and set a commitment to notice how this practice affects your day. How you interact with those close to you, as well as strangers and neutral people, and particularly the difficult people. You may notice a profound shift. May you be happy. May you know peace. May you be free from suffering. I'm Heather Stang, and thank you for taking time out today to practice metta meditation.